Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The Sleaze.
It's the Dirty on the 30.
With Colonel. The Sleaze.
It's the Dirty on the 30. With Christine and Salt. On 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, Jay Leno apparently has no hard feelings toward Gabrielle Union. You might have heard the story about Gabrielle and Julianne Hough, who were let go from America's Got Talent after apparently complaining about the toxic work environment. And part of it centered around a joke that Jay Leno had told that Gabrielle just was saying is completely, what's the word, when you're someone's out of touch, it's just outdated.
I think out of touch sums up Jay Leno.
Well, Jay Leno has no hard feelings towards her.
I love Gabrielle Union. She's a great girl. I really enjoy working with her. She's really good.
Was she treated fairly, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she's a great girl.
Take a stand. I think it was tone deaf was the word that I was trying to think of. Like, he's being accused of being, if anything, completely tone deaf.
And so, do you notice how all of the people around Simon keep changing?
Oh,
but
yes.
But Simon is not... So Simon's not the problem.
Right.
But everybody else has
Simon
to keep...
Simon Cowell.
Mel B, and now Julianne Hough, and Gabrielle Union, but Simon's the problem. Simon's not the problem.
Yeah, Simon Cowell also accused of all kinds of tone deaf, like at the very least, coming in smoking in a no-smoking zone, making toxic comments, making a toxic work environment. So now SAG-AFTRA has gotten involved and the Me Too movement, and they're investigating as to whether or not they should finally take the allegations seriously. Rob Lowe is in an adorable holiday movie called Holiday in the Wild. It's on Netflix with Kristen Davis. It's so cute. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but I didn't even know about it until you told me.
Oh,
but
you
Christmas
have.
Movie, Netflix, sold.
Right. You have to watch it. And I guess Rob Lowe has a thing for Christmas trees, as he told Ellen DeGeneres.
Is that real?
Half 7-Up. Is that his real voice? Yes.
The only thing about him that's still real. But is that...
He sounded like he was on something, didn't it?
That's a thing?
Half 7-Up, half water.
Wow.
For your Christmas tree.
Okay.
Meghan and Harry just can't catch a break. Now Rod Stewart is mixing in because he's upset that Meghan and Harry have the nerve to spend Christmas with her family.
Ugh.
Nerve! Instead of spending it with the Queen. In Rod Stewart's words, the Queen is 93 and she doesn't have a lot of Christmases left.
And when Rod gives advice about the royal family, clearly you should follow it.
96.5 TIC.